This is the Second Chance at Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brad Hassick. Come join me as we remove confusion from the hottest health topics by discussing the latest research, along with what we've seen with thousands of our patients and amongst our community, family, friends, and people all over the nation and world. Let's dig in. Hey, this is Dr. Brad Hassick with the Second Chance at Health podcast. Today, in episode number 8, we're going to be talking about proper warm-ups to avoid blow-ups. Proverbs 24:27 says, "Put your outdoor work in order and get your fields ready. After that, build your house." The way that I view that is we've got to prepare our bodies when we're getting ready to do things. Obviously, you think of things lifting weights, exercise, specific types of stuff. But here we're in the spring right now, and look at exercise, getting out, whether it's cutting grass, whether it's trimming hedges, doing gardening. You name the type of outdoor of planting flowers, you name the type of outdoor activity, we're exercising. And oftentimes we're doing a lot of something that we haven't done for a long period of time, and we forget to warm up. It seems silly. Never would have thought in years past warming up prior to doing yard work. But boy, as I've seen more seasons in my life, I'm learning how important that really is. There was a great article in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that talked about stretching in relation to injury, but also in performance. It showed that doing things, dynamic stretching was the big one. It compared dynamic and static stretching. Dynamic is going to be with movement. Static is going to be holding a stretch. So dynamic stretches, instead of holding a lunge, that would be a lunge position to stretch. That would be static. A walking lunge, as you're staying in motion as you're doing this, that's going to be more of a dynamic movement. All the things like that, your arms, your legs, you're trying to mimic some of the movements that you may be moving. If you're going to be shoveling or doing something where you're going to be twisting, tennis twisting, make sure your warm-up involves some twisting, something that's going to help prepare those muscles and those joints for what's to come next. When you're looking at these things, and so what the study said, before I get ahead of myself, what the study said was the dynamic stretching before lifting increased power in the exercise that you were going to be performing. So that's a good thing. Static stretching prior to lifting decreased or inhibited power. So it actually had a detrimental effect when you do the static stretching beforehand. And I'm going to go through kind of the order of how it's recommended based on the research, how it's recommended to do these things. I'll try and give some general recommendations for things, leave it up to you all to figure out what movement you're going to be making, what type of exercise, what types of demands are going to be on your body, and then you've got to figure out what you're going to do. As always, leave comments if there's something. I'd be happy to give my thoughts on some different types of dynamic movements, stretches, things that you can do to help. Just try and mimic the movement, warming up just as long as you're moving a lesser degree of what you're going to have to do. If, you know, I remember one time going to chop wood, and, you know, I went out there, and as I'm getting ready to make take the first blow with the axe, I thought, I didn't warm up at all. And I'd remembered doing a similar movement with my old boxing coach. Coach Jimmy had a cool tool. It was an axe handle, and on the end was like a big rubber bowling ball. It was a weight on the thing, and you'd slam it into tires like a sledgehammer. It was so much fun. But we warmed up before we did that stuff, and because I thought, you know, I never got hurt doing it. I enjoyed it. I felt stronger when I was doing it, but it was because we had warmed up. So I stopped myself before I started swinging the axe like a madman and did some type of dynamic movements just to get myself warmed up. And luckily on that day, didn't injure myself. Nothing my wife had to fix. So that was good. I was happy. She was happy about that. So here's your guidelines. The first thing you're going to do is a general warm up. A general warm up is going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how serious the exercise or the activity that you're going to be doing. So start with light, aerobic activity, something that's just going to get your heart rate going. You can have things like a brisk walk, jogging in place, cycling, jumping jacks. Get your body moving in general. You're trying to gradually increase the intensity. Start real slow, real easy, and slowly bring your heart rate up. Get your circulation going. Prime those muscles, just like driving a car. Aging myself a little bit, but for us Northerners, we used to have to warm our cars up before we would start driving those, especially in the winter. So warm your engine before you hit the gas with that. Don't avoid, you know, moderate level of exercise at most, the level of intensity. Don't exhaust yourself before you get into your exercise. Then after that, then you're going to get into your dynamic stretching, types of, like I said, mimic the movements that you're going to be making. You want to hit the major muscle groups, hit things like hit your joints. Hit your legs, your hips, your shoulders, your arms, the big muscle groups. You're trying to get those primed, get those warmed up as much as you can. Look at things like leg swings, arm circles, hip circles, walking lunges with a twist. Once you're in that position, kind of twisting your torso a little bit. And once again, shoulder circles, that type of thing. Perform, you know, 8 to 12. If I'm doing walking lunges, I'm just going to go for, you know, a stretch, you know, 15, 20 yards, you know, 40 yards at the most. I'm doing some of those things, some little inchworms where your body's kind of, you're bending forward, you're walking your hands out, and then walk your feet to it. Those types of things are good exercises to dynamic stretching to before you get into the main exercise. Then activation exercises. That's going to be the stuff that's going to activate the specific muscle groups that you're going to be using. Some of this I acknowledge is going to be overkill before you go out to trim certain things. Just do, I hesitate to say abbreviated, but you can do an abbreviated version of this. But make sure that that's better than nothing, which is probably what most of us are doing before we get out to do those things. So, try and find those exercises that are going to mimic some of the movements, engage the specific muscles that you're going to be using, target, stability things, glutes, hips, shoulders. You can do planks, glute bridges, clamshells, shoulder, external rotation, a lot of those things that are just going to prime the muscles that you're going to be using. Then you can get into, if you're doing a specific sport, or once again, get a little bit creative. If you're going to be doing yard work, if you're going to be running a weed eater, a chainsaw, if you're going to be trimming, if you're going to be, you know, shoveling, planting things, try and mimic those movements as much as you can. And just do kind of light versions of what you're going to be doing. Then get into, just think about what you're going to be doing, some mental preparation. You know, I love, we did the last, episode 7 was talking about breath work. I'm always a big fan of breath work. That's going to get your mind, your body prepared, get it right before and focus. You know, if you're doing things, it's so common. You make a quick, sudden jerking type of movement, or you do something in the, oftentimes it's not even after the fact, it's while you're in the process of making the movement and it hits you and you're thinking, I wish I hadn't done that, and you can't take it back. So I think by doing a little bit of breath work, doing some mental preparation, just thinking about what you're going to be doing, any potential pitfalls, you know, if you're cutting grass and it's wet, if you're on a side hill, put some thoughts, you know, foam roll your IT band, your piriformis, your glutes, stuff like that before you're going to be on uneven land with doing that. Watch the twisting. Twisting is going to be the biggest thing, whether, like I said, it's shoveling, running a weed eater, using a blower, any of those twisting types of things that are going to put a lot of strain. Warm your core up. This is things I didn't really equate to, you know, yes, to exercise, to going to lift weights, to go to sprint, to go to play a specific sport, but to go out and just do yard work, that type of stuff, I never equated that. So the biggest takeaway I'm going to say, all of these things, is do more of it if you're getting ready to go and lift weights, lift heavy weights, if you're going to go for a strenuous hike, if you're going to go for a run, if you're going to play, you know, tennis, pickleball, you name a soccer specific sport, definitely put more time and energy into all it. Go through these steps, put a little time into it, put some thought into it. If you're going out to do yard work, you may not spend quite as much time, but still do. Definitely get your blood flowing, get your joints moving. And the more that you prepare with this, the better you're going to be. Listen to your body and prepare. That's the biggest takeaway with all of this. If you have questions, if you have thoughts, specific activities, I'd love to put our heads together, answer any questions, leave comments, share this, like this, tell your friends, and let me know, give me ideas on any other topics that you think that you would like me to cover. This is one I've been seeing a lot with patients. I've been having a lot of discussions, so I figured I was going to throw this on a video. Hope you enjoyed it. Try out what I talked about and take care. Thank you for tuning in to the Second Chance at Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brad Hassig. Please subscribe to the show and share with those what you found valuable. Give us a rating and tune into future episodes.